Among those who are helping guard against terrorism on the home front are maritime pilots along the lower Mississippi River. They guide ships and barges that carry vital supplies into the port of New Orleans and up the river into Mississippi towns and cities. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on these unlikely guardians of national security.
Captain Tim Vogt has been piloting merchant ships in and out of the New Orleans harbor for 25 years, just like his father and grandfather did before him. He waits on the levee of the Mississippi River for a launch boat to ferry him out to a huge red cargo carrier that's moving slowly upriver.
Okay, we can go out in the back here. We're going to be boarding on this platform right behind us.
He climbs up the side of the ship on a rope ladder and is greeted aboard the Althea by a Chinese crewman. The vessel is from Hong Kong and is carrying a 160,000-ton load of steel. Vogt's job is to guide the Althea through the New Orleans harbor and safely to the dock.
Steady.
Steady. Steady.
He is one of 111 licensed members of the Crescent River Port Pilots Association, who work this 100-mile stretch from the mouth of the Mississippi to New Orleans. The local guides make sure ships make it smoothly through the unique twists and turns of the crowded waterway. The profession has always involved risk. Changing currents, rising tides, shifting sandbars, and hazardous cargo can make the river a dangerous place even without the threat of terrorism. Now Captain Vogt says new dangers lurk.
The latest thing is like dirty bombs. They were concerned about dirty bombs being planted on a chemical carrier. Maybe somebody could have a remote control. Port 10. Coming from foreign and into the port, and somebody could press a button and kaboom, you know, so you never can tell. They want to disrupt our economy. That's one good way of doing it.
There are more than 400,000 vessel trips every year along the lower Mississippi, including ocean-going cargo ships and tankers, barges, cruise ships, and ferries. And all along the river, there are any number of targets a terrorist could steer a ship into. Oil tankers anchored in the harbor, bridges overhead, industrial facilities on the bank, and to the east, New Orleans' busy tourist district.
Any vessel can become a weapon.
Captain A.J. Gibbs is president of the Crescent River Port Pilots Association. Gibbs says the Coast Guard, Customs, and Immigration might board a ship when it arrives from sea, but once it moves into the Mississippi, the pilot is alone with the ship's crew.
While the vessel is in its most vulnerable stage of being able to be used as a weapon, then the pilot, the Louisiana pilot, the only American presence on this vessel, to be the eyes and ears for Homeland Security, other than his primary duty of navigating the ship.
The pilots will soon get special training for this new role. Major Joey Booth of the Louisiana State Police says the idea is to take advantage of the pilots' intimate knowledge of the river.
They know which side of the river navigation is supposed to be on, because the Mississippi River in particular is so tricky that pilots know there's a certain way to round a bend or make a corner or to turn a load, and if anything is done differently, there are hazards that are attendant, and they will know whether or not it's being done properly, and it wouldn't mean anything to me, but to them it means tons.
Booth says the pilots will be trained to identify surveillance techniques, pick up on suspicious crew behavior, and look for unusual river traffic, for instance, a small boat wandering around the big ship anchorages. Pilots are already on the lookout for anything out of the ordinary, says Captain Gibbs. They even have a nondescript code word a pilot can use in everyday radio contact to let a colleague know there's trouble.
If he uses the code word, then that pilot would alert the Coast Guard via VHF or cell telephone to let him know that I've received the code word from unit so-and-so, and I think you need to take action to make a boarding on that vessel because something's not right there.
Gibbs says the association is also considering giving pilots pager-like devices that can detect radioactivity and is debating whether they should carry guns aboard.
Hard to starboard.
Hard starboard.
Captain Tim Vogt says river pilots here haven't had to worry about guarding the port since his grandfather did during World War II when German U-boats attacked merchant vessels in the Gulf of Mexico.
You never had to think about these things before, you know, all of a sudden this is your home backyard. And you have to do what it takes to protect your own backyard.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
Stop engine!
Stop engine!